201, Unit 9, recording 9.1. Hey, Jonathan, are you okay? You look confused.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, I'm confused. My girlfriend wants to go see a new play this weekend, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about buying theater tickets or even what to wear.
You've never seen a play before?
Nope. Have you?
Yeah, lots of times. In fact, I saw a new play last weekend. Do you want some help?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so are you on the theater website?
Yes.
Okay, to start off, you're going to pick your seats and buy your tickets. I like to pick something in the middle of the theater. Yeah, those look good.
Okay, my tickets are being emailed to me. What do I do when I get there?
I'll tell you about my experience. Maybe that will help. First, I bought my tickets before, like you just did. Then, on the night of the play, I got dressed up. You don't have to wear fancy clothes, but it's fun to dress up in nicer clothes for things like this.
Okay, right.
After that, we drove to the theater early. You want to get there about 30 minutes before the play starts in order to park your car, walk to the theater, and find your seats. When we got to the theater, we showed our tickets at the front of the theater and were given a playbill. That's the paper that has all the information about the play.
And how did you know where to go when you got inside? It's a big theater. Are there signs?
Yes, there are. After we got in, we talked to an usher to show us to our seats. They were wearing red vests and they were very helpful. Then we sat and watched the play. However, most plays have what is called an intermission.
What's that?
About halfway through the show, we took a break. During this time, you can get up and walk around, buy food or drinks, and use the bathroom. Then you go back to your seats after the intermission to watch the rest of the play.
That's pretty different from the movie theater. You have to take care of all that stuff before the movie starts.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, the play ended, and everyone stood up and clapped their hands. This is called a standing ovation, and lets the actors know that they performed well.
Okay. I feel a little less nervous now. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Enjoy the play this weekend.